Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy. When Caldwell University celebrates its 75th annual commencement on May 21st, the undergraduate commencement speaker will be Shyam Sharma. He has held a number of leadership positions during his college career, including that of president of the Student Government Association. He is our guest today to talk about his experiences at Caldwell, including his studies in the business division. Welcome.
Colette, thank you for having me here today.
That's exciting to be chosen as a commencement speaker.
Very honored.
You've been a business major, also with a couple of minors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have a business administration, or I'm going to graduate with a business administration degree with a minor in management and political science.
Now, you've been working for a couple years. Through the business division, there were a couple doors opened for you.
Yeah, absolutely. My sophomore year, I was invited by Professor Orrick to be involved with the Business Advisory Council as a student member. And at one of their meetings, I sat through a presentation from Ann Polterak, who's a alum from Caldwell. She also is the HR manager for a company called Tilcon New York, where she presented on the whole company. I had no clue the company or the industry really existed, and I was really just blown away by a lot of the things that they did and how involved they were. And I connected with her afterwards, and she offered me an internship position. So I started off in the HR department working with her.
And you've stayed.
And I've stayed, yeah. I'll be honest, at first I didn't anticipate working there for 2+ years, and next week it'll be 2 full years that I've been there. And what started out as an internship transitioned into, summer work and another internship and then another internship. And now I'm going to be working there full time.
And what type of business is it, Tilcon?
It's a vertically integrated building materials company. So they make stone, they make asphalt, they pave roads, and then they recycle the old road.
So that sounds like a wonderful experience, very diverse for you. How did you juggle it with your studies and working?
It really was an incredible experience, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without all the support that I've gotten from my family, from my friends, the professors over here being understanding, and making it okay to be a couple minutes late to class and leaving early. So they've really accommodated, and even at Tilcon, they've been very, very flexible with my schedule, and they've given me a lot of options to make sure the school remains a priority.
Of course. Now, how did the business division prepare you for the workplace?
So there were several classes and more than that, one-on-one conversations that I've had with several professors throughout the years. Professor Rich was one of the first ones to really push me towards this opportunity, and she really prepped me for the interviews and the follow-up and then transitioning into different areas. So she was a huge, huge mentor and advisor in me transitioning into multiple roles and being able to manage all these different things that I had going on. And without her, I know it would have been a lot more challenging.
That's wonderful. Now, you, we said at the beginning, are president of the Student Government Association. What's that experience been like for you?
So I'm wrapping up my second term, so it's half my college experience has been being president of the student government, and that has been one of the greatest experiences that I've had here at Caldwell.
Really?
Absolutely. And I highly encourage anyone and everyone to get involved through a club and organization or a student government, because it really did help me come out of my shell and just work more with people. And what I'm learning now more and more is through my work at Tilcon, no matter what you do, you're always going to be working with people and in teams, small or large. The better you get and the more involvement and more experience you have in working with teams, the better off you'll be, the more successful you'll be able to be. And I know for a fact that I wouldn't be as successful as I am at Tilcon if it wasn't for my work with student government.
So everything crosses over.
Absolutely.
One helps the other. You have been a commuter. So oftentimes people will say, oh, it's difficult to get involved as a commuter. What would you say to that?
Well, there is some truth to that, and it can be difficult, but like everything else, you get what you put into it. So if you go out of your way and you really want to be involved and get involved, you can do that. Caldwell offers all the opportunities for you to do that between the clubs and organizations, the athletic events, the multiple departments, academic departments on campus, student engagement, student life, and student government. There are countless opportunities to get involved throughout all different times of the day, so you don't necessarily have to stay at night for events. There's events going on throughout the day. There are different events, so you don't necessarily have to, you know, you can try new things. You don't, if you're a business major, that doesn't mean you go to just business events. You can go to the art club meetings and the site club meetings and try to get involved in things that you haven't done before. And that's, in my opinion, I think that's the point of college, to be exposed to different ideas and people that you wouldn't have traditionally been exposed to before.
As you look back at your 4 years here at Caldwell, what makes Caldwell special?
It's the people. Absolutely, it's the people. It's the, you know, I tell the story to everyone, one of the biggest reasons why I'm here, and I remember this so distinctively, I was part of a program in my high school, the summer college at Caldwell. And it was, you know, they round up a couple students from New Jersey and they get to experience the college lifestyle for 3 weeks on campus. And so I was fortunate to be one of those students. And I remember this on like day three of the program. I was standing by the student center, and as I was walking, you know, minding my own business, not, you know, trying to figure out what this place
was. Take it all in.
Someone held the door open for me the entire length of me walking from the start of the student center building all the way to the entrance. And I was just taken away by it.
Very nice.
It's, and you don't get that everywhere. And well, and then, you know, I figured, you know, this person was just being nice. And then as the days went on, it wasn't just a person being nice, it's everyone. It really is everyone on campus over here. They really are, we're a different breed over here. And when it came time to make my decision on where I wanted to go to college for after high school, I really encountered those same types of people all over through the faculty, the administration, the staff, and more importantly, the students. It really is infectious in the best way possible.
And hopefully the students take that out into the world.
And I think they do. Well, and you know, and I really truly believe they do, because in with some of the other events I've been involved with, I've met a lot of alumni, and they're exactly the same. Are those nice community-oriented people. They want to help. They do get involved. So I don't think it's just something that exists when you're here at Caldwell. I think it's something that stays with you for a long, long time. And our alumni are living, breathing examples of that.
And talking about alumni, it was through an alumna you mentioned that you were able to get this internship mm-hmm. in Tilcon. And going back to Tilcon, how has it been professionally rewarding for you? What would be a couple of the projects that you've worked on that you've said, this is something that I've really learned from?
So right off the bat, I was really lucky and I got involved with contract negotiation. So I was able to sit in and be a part of the team that negotiated contracts for, it was 50-something employees. And that was for one of the locations. And we, through, you know, the several months after, I got experience in I got involved in a couple more. But I remember one day, I was, you know, just, it was another regular day at work, and one of the lead engineers calls me into his office. And I didn't really know him that well or anything like that. And he just said, hey, so I, in my head, I'm thinking, what did I do now? Like, you know, I'm like, Xiang, what'd you mess up in? And turns out, you know, he had conversations with several other people, and they wanted to give him the opportunity to lead a project. So next thing I know, I have a, you know, floor map and some other papers in front of my desk, and they wanted me to lead a demolition for our old building.
Wow.
So yeah, I just kind of, you know, worked with them, and I had a lot of support from them to learn the ins and outs of it and everything like that. And I was able to get it done with all their support. Mm-hmm. So that was a huge opportunity over there. And
especially at a young age to have that exposure,
yeah,
that type
yeah.
of experience.
No, absolutely. And I know I've gotten, you know, not many people get that opportunity. And, you know, that really translated into the project I'm working now. And it's on a much larger scale, and it's a lot more involved, you know, time-wise, resource, and financially. And so far, again, building on that and some of the other support that I've gotten, it's going pretty well.
Final question. Your advice for a new student coming in, how to get the most out of his or her college experience at Caldwell?
I think the best thing someone can do is, especially when you're coming into college or at any point in your college career, it's a brand new experience. It really is. It's not, you know, there are very few people that, you know, you can start fresh and brand new. So this is the perfect opportunity to try new things. You know, it's if, and like I mentioned before, if you're, just because you're a business student or if you're an art student or whatever it is, don't let that hold you down or leave you in a corner or something like that. Take, you know, intentionally try to do things that you would have never done before. It's, you know, and sometimes I understand it could be nerve-wracking or, you know, it could be fearful, but that's when the best stuff happens.
Get out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely. Get out of that comfort zone and see what's on the other side. The more you do that, the more you experience it. And that doesn't just apply to Caldwell. I think that's just in life in general. If you try to do the things that you're afraid to do, it's a lot more rewarding. So with the getting involved piece, it's what really, and I mentioned this before, what really made my Caldwell experience so special, it was the people over here. And I wouldn't have met those people, both faculty, staff, students, administration, everyone, if it wasn't for getting involved. So it really is a trickle-down effect. And, you know, one thing leads to another, and one, you know, you meet other people because of that.
Very good advice. And we wish you all the best. Congratulations on your graduation. And we know you'll come back as an alum and share your professional experiences with other students. I'm sure of that. Our guest has been Shyam Sharma. My thanks to our students, Jonki Parekh, Shadira Nesmith, Yashant Fawali. I'm Colette Liddy. Please join us next time.